His breaths were gasps, and his heart was pumping so fast and feeling so bloated. It was a wonder his chest wall could contain it. His mind seemed paralyzed, but his limbs were somehow still moving of their own accord. He hit the hallway, bounced off one wall and then its twin as he rocketed down to the first door on the left. He never took out his gun, not even bothering to think that the killer could still be there, waiting for him to come home. He smashed open the door with his shoulder and looked wildly around. Nothing. No, not true. He froze in the doorway as the light on the nightstand dimly illuminated the bare foot that protruded above the mattress on the far side. He knew that foot. He had held it, massaged it, and kissed it on occasion over many years. It was long, narrow, but somehow still dainty. The toe next to the big one slightly longer than it should have been. The veins on the side, the calluses underneath, the nails painted red. It was all as it should be, except it should not be poking above the mattress at this time of night. That meant the rest of her was down on the floor. And why would that be, unless... He edged to that side of the bed and looked down. Cassandra Decker, Cassie to all including, and most importantly,